Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you. Good morning. You're also welcome to our Connect service this morning. We want to welcome any who are visiting us. We want to welcome all who are joining us online. And we also want to welcome this morning our speaker, Claire. And Claire works with the South American Missionary Society. And our church has had a link with SAMS for quite some time. And Claire, you're very welcome. You've been here before, some years ago, I think. And it's lovely to have you back and to welcome you here this morning. Over the past year, we've been thinking about some of the principles that are really important in the life of our church. And as we came to the summer, we started to think about the whole topic of mission. And so over the last number of months, we've invited some speakers from some of the missionary links that we have here in St. Finian's. So in June, we invited the Quills, who are mission partners who work with CMS Ireland, and they're away in South Sudan. And then last month, we welcomed Kyle from Open Doors, who works with the persecuted church around the world. And today, we're delighted to welcome Claire from SAMS. So thank you so much, Claire, for coming. Hopefully, on your way in, you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. Just wanted to remind people of a few things that are happening this week. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the funeral service of Phyllis Best takes place in the church at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then on Wednesday afternoon at 2:15, the Ladies' Friendship Group are meeting in Hillmount for a coffee afternoon. That's at 2:15 on Wednesday afternoon. And then on Thursday evening, parish prayers take place over Zoom. That's at 7 o'clock. And next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock, Holy Communion at 11, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of Compline. Also wanted to mention this morning that on the 12th of September, which is a few weeks away yet, we're hoping to host a community fun day where we invite our local community just to come and to meet us, to enjoy the grounds and to enjoy a special afternoon for visitors and for families. And in order to put on an afternoon like that, we're going to need a lot of volunteers. There'll be all sorts of attractions and things to do, and there'll be different ways in which people can help. But we do need a big team of volunteers, and if you can help us, we'd love to get your name and your phone number and to assign you to at least one job, if not more. And there is a list which Rosemary will have in the foyer. So if you feel you'll be around on that Saturday, which is the 12th of September, and you think you can help us in any way, there'll be something for everyone to do, no matter what you bring to the table. It will be really valuable. So do please put your name and your phone number on that list at the back, and we'd be delighted to have your help. But I'm going to invite us just to still our hearts as we come into God's presence this morning, and as we come together to worship him and to offer him our hearts and our lives, to offer him all that has happened over the last week, and to look ahead to the week that is to come. We're going to invite him to be at the very heart and the very center of all that we do. So let's join together in the prayer, which you'll find on the screen behind us. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. And as we invite God to come and to be at the heart of all that we do today, we're going to stand together to sing our opening song, Come, People of the Risen King.
Thank you.
you'd like to take your seats. And so we come to the part of our service now where we just take a little time for thinking back on the week that is past, and maybe there are times when we've not been the people that God would want us to be. And so we're going to take the opportunity now to say sorry to God and to offer our lives afresh to Him and to receive the fresh start which He promises to all who turn to Him. Let's pray together using the prayer we see on the screen. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and one another, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, we ask that you would grant to all your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we receive God's forgiveness into our lives, we're going to respond to that forgiveness as we sing our next song, His Mercy Is More. Going to invite everybody to take our seats as Neil is going to come and bring our Bible reading to us this morning.
Our reading is from Matthew 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Here endeth the reading.
We're going to respond to our Bible reading today as we stand and we make a declaration of our faith in God using the words of the Creed. We believe
in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
And as we believe in our Heavenly Father, we also believe that he sent his Son to be the light of the world, and he invites us through his Spirit to bring that light into the world. And that's the theme of our next song we're going to sing together, Light of the World.
Oh. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you are, as we were singing, you are lovely, you are worthy. Thank you that you are here through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your family. And Lord, we just pray that you'll speak to us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Lovely to be back with you again today. It's a few years since I've been here, so it's lovely to be here. Apologies that you have to see two of me. One's bad enough, never mind two. But it's good to be here. So what I'll do, so I'm Claire Holmes. I was in South America for over 20 years, and now I work part-time with SAMS and part-time with Prison Fellowship. So it's lovely to still have the connections with SAMS and with South America. So just to get us into the South America theme, then we'll talk a wee bit about the passage, and I'll talk about Northern Argentina. But just to get us into the South America frame of mind, three very easy questions. Feel free to shout out. The first two are really easy. The third one's a wee bit more difficult. Which South America team got furthest in the World Cup? Argentina. And a few smiles, and we're going to be talking about Argentina later. Anyone know which of the most South American countries speaks Spanish? Which one speaks Portuguese? Brazil. Now, the most difficult one. Paraguay got the world record, got into the Guinness Book of Records for the longest something. It's a food. Anyone guess? And it was 200 meters long over it. And there's two words. Who said hot dog? Very good. The longest hot dog, 200 meters. So there's a lot of eating in that. And I was in Paraguay. I didn't really like their hot dogs, to be honest, but I was there for over 20 years, 4 in a Christian school in the capital city and 16 in a smallish market town working with a church. And when we look at the passage, and we're going to be thinking about mission, and especially three words, possibly four, the bad news is it's a 5-page talk. The good news is it's big writing and it's about 15 minutes, so don't worry. But the first word is the nations. And the passage that we looked at, that was central to the passage that we were thinking about. And a central part of mission is a heart for the nations. I don't know if when you fly, especially long distance, you look down and you go overseas and you go over villages and towns and cities. And I often start to think, how big is the world and how great is God? It kind of puts the verse, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, into an even bigger context. And when I look down, I just think, you pass each home. They're just a dot, but God knows you and God loves you. God loves the nations. And just as a kind of aside, before I talk a bit more about the nations, we've already mentioned footballers, and I think there's a few football lovers here. But over the past few weeks, we've been very aware of the nations through the World Cup. Different creeds, different colours, different national anthems, different ways of playing football. Nations with similarities and yet very different, and all loved by God. People who hadn't heard about, we talked about Argentina, people who hadn't heard about Paraguay were suddenly talking about Paraguay. I don't know if you heard all that. I'll not go into it here. But just because, again, of the football and the different matches. And football really matters to them. I think this is a great thing, but when they did really well in a match, in certain matches, important matches, if Paraguay did really well, a public holiday was declared, so people got an extra day off work. Not bad. IU didn't have to watch the football. I knew when a goal was scored because they put off fireworks. And if you heard a lot of fireworks after a few hours, you knew that they had won. And then they went out what they called a caravana, just to help you. imagine South America. If the one, they all gathered in a certain spot in their motorbikes, in their cars, draped in the flag, and they beeped, they went about tooting their horn. And there was once that I was at traffic lights. The wee town I lived in only had two sets of traffic lights, and I was on my bike, and I waited for the traffic light to turn green. When it turned green, I crossed, but they continued. So I nearly got... The secret is you don't break up. You don't break up the caravana. That's just to, that's just an aside, but to think about the nations. And this passage speaks about the nations. And verse 31 and 32 speaks of Jesus, the Son of Man, returning, this time as judge, sitting on his throne. And what will happen? Who will gather before him? The nations, all the nations, every single one, to be judged by him. In Revelation 7, it speaks of the great multitude in white robes, people from every nation, every tribe, every people, and every language standing before the throne. That's part of why mission to all the nations is so important. That passage always reminds me, I think we probably have lots of Bibles in our houses, and maybe we sometimes don't appreciate them the way that we should. I was at the launch of an Indigenous New Testament once, one of the Indigenous languages in Paraguay, where they had it in their own language for the first time. And they were so many of them had tears in their eyes that they were able to read the Bible in their own language, the nations. At that, we sang the song, How Great Thou Art, in Spanish. And in that particular language, Entlet, and in Guarani, another language of the country. It's so special to hear, to sing together, How Great Thou Art, in three or four different languages. Jesus loves the nations, and mission, that's at the heart of mission. Just two other verses. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. He wants the whole world to know. He said that before he comes back, that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to the nations. So mission is important, home and further away, because the nations are important to God. And he calls his people to have a heart for the nations. The second word is the king. And mission proclaims the king. It goes to the nations. The nations matter, and it proclaims the king. One thing that all nations have in common, I think, is they all have a leader, a president or a king. A kingdom is a king. And when the leader is good, when they love and care for their people, the people live with confidence, or can live with confidence and trust. Anyone, there's not very many people here who were around in the 80s. Sure, there's not. But anyone who was around in the 80s will remember maybe what Princess Diana was known as. She was known, she had her faults, but she was known as the people's princess because she was known to care, to sit with those who were suffering. And Jesus is referred to as king, and he's a king of the people. He's above all, the king rules, the king is the head. Jesus is king. And here, in the final judgment, he's judging each one. There's only two categories, sheep and goats, nothing in the middle. And we know from the Bible that the sheep are the followers of Jesus. Those, we know that salvation is found only in Jesus through his work on the cross and the empty tomb and our response to that. And isn't it lovely that we can be a sheep, a follower of Jesus? No one wants to be a goat. And we want that message, as part of mission, that message will get out, that people will know the king. And as one of the songs we were singing, I can't remember which one, it also, a follower of Jesus is known, should care about the same things he cares about. Because it says, by this everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. A good prayer is, break my heart for what breaks yours. And the following verses in the passage show the heart of the king. I don't know if you've ever said to someone, I feel your pain. Maybe a parent, maybe more than anyone, feels a pain of their child, that it's almost like a physical pain when their child or their flesh and blood is suffering. But Jesus here said, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger. I needed clothes, etc. I was in prison. And then he said, it's when one of the least of these was, I felt that pain. And Jesus cried at the grave of Lazarus, even though he knew he was going to raise him back to life. The Bible talks about often his heart was moved, that he had compassion, that he was angry at injustice. He's a king of the people, a king who cares. He says, I was hungry, because when one of these little ones is hungry, Jesus feels that. What a comfort for us to know that in the challenges we face, he's with us. What a challenge as we look to others as well. It's a comfort. He's with us in it. He feels our pain. He knows what we're going through. And also as we look around, it's the same for others. And how can we respond to that? How do we share the king? How do we show the love for the king? And in the passage, it also says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was in prison and you visited me. So it's like when we do it for someone else, Jesus feels the pain. It's like doing it to him. Again, a parent, I remember there were times when I, for example, went to live in London and I went to church and there were people invited me for lunch. My mom was more happy than if someone had invited her for lunch. It was as if they'd done it for her. And the Lord Jesus, when we respond in love to his children, he feels that, and it's like doing it to him. And the third point, so we've got the nations, we've got the king, those in need, and God's family. It's kind of two, those in need and God's family who respond. And we are both in many ways. Often we're in need and we can respond to the needs of others with love. And when we do it, when we serve others, it's serving Jesus. To see, to notice, to care, to act. There's a quote that says, the Christian life isn't lived within our heads. It's shared through our lips, our hearts, and our feet. And our lips, our hands, and our feet. We can see people through God's eyes, people made in his image, and know he wants to love through us. And in Northern Argentina, we'll see the first, well, South America, there's South America. Argentina, you can all see it okay? Just kind of there. Yep. And we're going to be talking especially about the Chaco region. And the Chaco region spans a large area of Argentina, Paraguay, and Bolivia. It's inhabited mostly by indigenous groups. It's remote. It's a hardship place in many ways. Jeff, the director of SAMS, he visited there recently, and I used to work in the Paraguayan Chaco one day a week as well. People often fight for survival. They're traditionally hunters and gatherers, where survival is a day-to-day reality. When they pray, give us today our daily bread, they mean it. There's limited access to essential services. There's deforestation, and that affects their way of life. Just to help you imagine, when you're going into through the countryside, and then it said, the first time I went, it said, you are now entering an urban zone. I expected a big town, and there was about 7 houses. So it's very remote. And this kind of gives you an idea of it. Houses often built with wood, with trees, some with brick. It's hot. It can be 45 to 50. Mosquitoes. And when they come out at a certain time, it looks like people are dancing. And there's also extremes of temperature, so it can be the mid-40s, but it can feel cold in the winter. This, I think, is a communal cooking pot where sometimes people would cook together. And I said they're prone to flooding, but they're also prone to drought. We'll see the next. So we'll see the floods. Often because they're remote, roads can get cut off for months. There can be sickness afterwards. People are afraid of snakes because you can't see as you're going through that. And this is where people are moving, where people sometimes actually have to move from their area to an area that's drier. One of the good things is we talk about moving house. There, some of them actually move the house. So when the house is made of wood, you can see them dismantling the house, moving the wood and rebuilding it somewhere else. But it is hardship, and it is a privilege for us to be able to walk with them in that. And while there's flooding, there's drought. I said I was there one day a week. Can you imagine not having water? Can you imagine a day, and after about 6 hours there, I couldn't wait to get home to a nice cold shower and a nice cold drink of water. And for some of them, the gather water, rainwater, with sort of like, I don't know what it's called, like a guttering type of thing around their house. There can be like a small lake, but if it's really dry, that goes down and the water gets dirty. So water is a precious commodity, and we'll see the next one. Alec Dean is a man with a vision, and we have the privilege of walking with him in Psalms. So what he does is he drills down for wells so that a community can have a well. Can you imagine from having to walk and fill those jars to get water to having that in your community? I didn't know until recently that there's such a thing called drip irrigation as well, where, you'll see it in the next one, there's kind of pipe, and I'm not a mechanic or whatever, so forgive me for the way I'm explaining this, but the water is brought, there's planting seeds, and the water is brought along that so that the seeds are planted. So to go from not being able to have your own garden to be able to have your own garden, to know that there's water, they're providing that in different communities. They're working with schools. So they're going into schools, they're having a school garden. What way better to teach children than to actually have that where they're practically growing it? They're giving them seeds, then the children are helping their own families to have their little garden on their plot of land. Showing God's love in practical ways is so important. And I'm drawing to a close as I show you the next one. So we have the privilege of walking in that. When Jesus says about, I was hungry and you give me something to eat, I was thirsty and you give me something to drink, the Bible also talks about physical, about spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst, where only Jesus can satisfy. And this is Marcos, who goes to the Chaco region. He's not one of the indigenous leaders. He didn't grow up in the Chaco, but he was called by God to work with them. And they're... Can you imagine this? In COVID, the Chaco is a huge region and there were almost 200 ministers or pastors, but during COVID, over 80 of them died. So almost half of their pastors died during COVID. And there was a real need then to raise up new leaders. Abundant Life, it's a brilliant course. It's simple, and then you study on your own and you get together, go deep with it. It's on basic Christianity. So they're doing it with all the different indigenous communities, and then you're taught how to teach others. You extend it to others. So that is happening in so many different places, so that not only are people's practical needs met, but the love of the Lord Jesus is shared. Just as I said at the beginning, it's the nations who will stand before the King and need to know about the King so that they can get to know the King. And I'll show you one last one. Just again, there's a Bible college called CEFA. Indigenous people go. They go there for 2 weeks from the community. They study, and then they go back to their community for a week where they practice what they've been learning. One year men study, and the next year women study, so that each get their turn, because they're all important within their community in different ways. So just to finish, thank you. We thank God that we can be part of his family. What a strength to know that Jesus loves and cares for us and others, and what a privilege to serve him by responding. No one escapes his attention, the least of these. I love the way he says, when you did it for one of the least of these, he sees us all. Our brothers and sisters in North Argentina are doing this just as we are here, and we can walk with them. I have some literature there. There's wee leaflets just that say a bit more about Psalms. That is fuel for prayer, and that's the best thing that we can be doing, is praying. And just thank you again for the invitation to be here, and thank you to the church here for all your ongoing support of Psalms. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Claire for sharing with us this morning. And as we think about all that we've heard and we think about life in a very different part of the world to the one that we're used to, we're going to sing the hymn of our offering, which is Across the Lands. Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your church throughout the world. And today we thank you for your church in South America. We pray for the work of SAMS Ireland and all the mission partners who are working to share your hope and love in that region. We pray for all those projects and programs in schools, in local communities, in agriculture. And we pray for the work of SAMS in training local pastors and clergy. And we pray too for the volunteers from South America who come to serve short-term in parishes in Ireland. Lord, we ask that through this work, your kingdom would grow. And may these links flourish as we pray for Jeff, the director, for Claire, and for all the team who serve here in the SAMS Ireland office. We pray today for David, our bishop, and we pray for the links that our diocese have with the Diocese of Santiago in Chile. And we pray that you would bless those links and may they help all to grow in faith who are part of that partnership. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world and continue to pray for peace and for healing in war-torn parts of our world. We pray for resilience and courage for refugees and for all who have been displaced. We pray particularly for all who have been involved in the events this week in Ceuta, in Spain, and those who have been returned to North Africa. And we pray for the Spanish government and other European countries as they try to manage that situation safely. Be with all who are caught up and displaced. And we pray for wisdom in how leaders speak on behalf of their nations. May their words be words of healing rather than inflammatory, and may they de-escalate existing tensions. Lord, in your mercy. We pray today for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. And we take a few quiet moments to pray for those who were particularly on our hearts as we come to church today. Maybe people we know who are unwell, those who are struggling with difficult issues in their lives or in the lives of their families. Lord, as we lift those who are on our hearts into your healing presence, we remember also today those who mourn as we pray for the best family circle preparing for Phyllis's funeral tomorrow. And we remember too Sarah Coetzee and her family on the death of her father in England. We pray, Lord, that you would surround all who mourn with your consolation and your love. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, we ask you to accept these, our prayers today, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Claire has been sharing with us this morning a little bit about Jesus' kingship and how he is the king of the world. And we're reminded in the passage that we've been thinking about this morning that while he is the king, he is also compassionate and kind and gracious. And that's the theme of our next song we're going to sing together, Jesus Strong and Kind.
Jesus said.
If you'd like to be seated, we're going to pray together as we think about the week that is to come. And maybe as we look ahead to the week that is to come, we feel a sense of anticipation or excitement. Or maybe for some of us, there might be a feeling of apprehension or nervousness because there are difficult things that lie ahead of us. But let's pray that God will be with us and that as we go out into the world, we will be able to live for him. We pray together using the prayer on the screen. We go out in the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the light of Jesus fill your lives, that your light may be a light to the world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our closing song is a reminder to us that Jesus lives within our hearts and within our lives, and we take his power with us into the world. We sing together, "Rejoice, rejoice, Christ is in you." Don't forget, if you'd like the opportunity to speak with Claire, she's going to be at the back as we make our way out of church this morning. And also don't forget, if you can help to be a volunteer at our Community Fun Day, there is that sheet. We'd love you to sign up at the back. as well. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.